Tonight, across the way here at the American Airlines Center, we have Motley Crue and Alice Cooper.
Motley Crue.
And there's a little bit of traffic out there. So yeah. Let's go to Cobra out there on the AT&T Plaza.
Yeah, we're here on the plaza. Hi, ladies. How you doing? You guys are all dressed up for the show. Now, can you fellas hear me okay?
It's pretty good. It's a little sandy.
Come over here for a second. Let me talk to you. Live on Texas Radio and the Big Beat. Okay. What's your name, madam?
Deborah.
Deborah, where are you from?
I'm from Fort Worth, but I live in Italy.
Oh, down in Italy is how it's pronounced.
Well, I'm not born there. That's how the people born there say it.
Okay. Now, you have constructed yourself, along with your friends here. Are these your kiddos?
These are my daughters, and my youngest daughter made these shirts today.
Okay. Now, I guess mom introduced the kids to Motley Crue. Is that how this transpired?
I would guess so, yeah.
We were born and raised. Yeah.
You guys were born and raised on the crew?
Yes.
Maybe mom's third husband did.
Okay. Now, mom, when did you first see a Motley Crue?
Well,
it's been a while. Maybe like 87 or something.
87?
They were inseparable.
Is it your favorite band?
Well, they're on up there. I love Nikki Sixx.
Oh, God. She loves Nikki Sixx.
Me too.
You ever hooked up with him?
Now, when you saw him in 86, was it here in Dallas?
Yes.
It was. Was it at Reunion Arena?
Yes.
Were you wearing a booty
shirt? Hammered?
Yes.
Booty shirt?
Now, were you in some sort of crazy outfit with your hair all teased and curled? And
a t-shirt.
I don't know if I was in a crazy outfit, but my hair might have been teased a little bit.
Now, are you currently with a gentleman?
No.
You're single?
Yes.
How are you single?
Not after tonight.
I don't know.
I don't know how to treat her right. That's why.
Why?
Because men don't know how to treat her right.
Oh, boy.
Men don't know how to. What does she mean by that?
I don't know. So you've had some rough goes here? Where's their dad?
Through the years, but I've been single 8.5 years. I've just been raising. I have another teenage daughter, too, but she's country.
And, as opposed to these city slickers.
I've been working and raising them.
Man, you got three daughters?
Yes.
Wow. And a what?
And I have a son, but he's a little older. He was my first family.
How old were you when you first had kiddos?
12.
19.
Ask me how old my son is.
I think your son has got to be somewhere like 30.
Well, yeah, you can kind of put it together. I'm sure I'm like the average crowd here tonight.
Oh, come on. We're having fun. We're having fun here, you know? Now, are you going to get hammered tonight like you did in 86?
Yes.
Well, it's the first time I have a designated driver.
Wait, daughters are going to... How old are you guys?
15.
And?
Do you want me to lie? Because I'm 20, but I act 21.
Well, that's okay. Oh, that's all right. You can give the 20-year-olds...
So
you're not old enough to drive. The 20-year-old's going to drive.
Right.
You got to take it easy tonight.
They're going to shout at the devil tonight.
Fair enough, yes.
Ask them what song they want to hear tonight.
What's your favorite song?
Too Fast for Love.
Too Fast for Love. Okay, yours?
Kickstart My Heart.
And yours?
Home Sweet Home.
Wow. I hope you guys get your wish and hear all those. Now, would all three of you mind meeting a gentleman here, like a, you know, a good-looking crew fan? Is this a good place to meet a dude?
No.
What I've been doing ain't working. So.
What have you been trying to do?
FarmersOnly.com.
See, I
just raising kiddos and stuff.
Well, yeah, I used to go out a lot, and you know, I got a lot of friends, but I got bored with that.
Yeah, so you slowed down a little bit.
And I decided, you know, been there, done that, need new stuff.
You know what? You live out in Italy, so
FarmersOnly.com.
There's nothing there, but you can try like because that's kind of a rural outpost. You can try like Farmers Only or something like that.
I'm a city girl.
You're a city girl?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I moved there in 99, but when my kids have been raised there. It's really the only reason why I'm there. If you're single, do not move to Italy if you're single. Do not. That would be my best advice.
I like it that mom's got the headband, too, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's if you can bum a cigarette.
Y'all trying to keep her young?
Of course. They went in there, and they came in and said, oh, my gosh, Mom, you look so cute. And I said,
I know.
See if you can bum a smoke.
Mom knew it. Now, do you got a cigarette on you?
No, I don't.
Do you?
No, but I left them in the car.
Okay, well, luckily for you, I am an official rep for Pall Mall, and I have a carton right here on me.
Don't.
Where?
Yeah, I don't have a carton on me. I'm sorry. Yeah, you don't see anything sticking out, unfortunately. Well, ladies, look, you guys have a fun time. Hope you hear all your favorite songs and that, you pick up a dude in there. Not the 15-year-old. You're too young for that. Oh, God. What?
Picking up dudes.
Yeah, Mom, don't let her do that.
No.
All right. Go have fun in there with your crew shirts. There they go.
Three from Italy.
The three from Italy.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
That's going to be the status quo for the evening, bro.
And hey, how's it going? And let me tell you this.
Yeah.
They're from Italy. There ain't no denying that.
Let's see.
All right, let's see. I know you guys are dying to talk to guys.
Yeah, I want
to
see a guy that's like all metaled out like that fellow we had earlier.
Yeah, all right, here's a gal that I found kind of funny. Mm-hmm. She's with a dude, but she's certainly worth talking to.
What's she doing?
She's drinking what appears to be some sort of wine product. Oh, she got a margarita.
Yeah.
Let's talk to her. Madam.
Oh, dear.
Hi, madam. Hi, how are you? Can I speak to you for a second? What's your name?
Angie. All right, we're losing you.
Come here, Angie. Come here.
Bring her back over.
Come over here. We got to get closer to our
antenna.
We got
to be able to see her anyway.
Ooh, there's an average-looking redhead behind you.
We're doing a show, a radio show from that little booth right there. Wave at those two gentlemen right there.
Hi.
Now, Angie, where are you from?
I'm from North Dallas, north of Little Elm.
Oh, you're way up high there. Now, you came all the way down here to go see the crew?
Absolutely.
How many times you seen them?
The first time.
Your first experience ever?
Yes.
Wow, that's unbelievable. How come this is your first time?
I don't know.
Now,
last time, isn't it?
No. Well, yeah, it is going to be your last time.
How long you been following them?
Oh, I look so young.
You do?
So probably at least 20 years.
20 years or so-ish. How old are you?
Really?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yes, really.
40-ish.
Okay, that's fair enough. So you were around when, like, Shout at the Devil was out and all that?
Yeah.
And you were a big fan then?
Of course.
You ever take any drugs?
Well.
Well?
Possibly.
Was your drug habit ever influenced by the lyrics in a Motley Crue song?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's good to know. Crack is whack.
Okay.
What song you want to hear?
I want to hear them all.
Well,
that's
pick
really
your
generic.
One.
Just give me one song that you know, or do you know any songs?
I do, but I'm not good at this part.
How
she
about
doesn't
Home
know
Sweet Home?
Yeah, Home Sweet Home.
I love Home Sweet Home.
It's great, isn't it?
It is.
You ever had sex to that song?
Not that I recall.
What about 10 Seconds to Love?
Yeah, what about 10 Seconds to Love? That's probably a more sexual adventure.
That would be disappointing.
That's only if you do it twice.
Yeah, that's twice for me.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
Well, oh, well. All right, sweetheart, you have a good time, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Make sure you ask him for cigarettes.
These two just walked past with one shirt said drunk one. The other shirt said drunk two.
They got him on Bourbon Street.
Is that what that is?
Yes. That guy's taking your picture.
That's hot. All right. What time we got?
Well, no one's really meddled out, you know?
It's a very average-looking crowd here.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
Yay. It's 6:45, so you should be okay.
Okay,
for
here's a couple that look interesting enough. Hey.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they're wearing their Motley Crue leather jackets.
God, he looks like Clay from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Get him over here.
I'm trying to. They're over there in the jack booth. Hey, guys, come here for a second.
I'm Corby.
Y'all come here.
So you're watching Ballers on HBO?
No, that's not a good question, Mike, right now. Hey, how you doing? We're with the Ticket radio station here in town. Are you familiar?
Never heard of it.
Never really heard of it.
It's okay. That's all right. No problem. So I see you're wearing all sorts of Motley Crue gear. You have some sort of denim jacket with the back that says Bad Boys, Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls,
mm-hmm.
Hollywood, California. You've got the T-shirt on. The same Motley Crue one. Your girlfriend slash wife?
I better be.
Well, we don't want to make that mistake, do we? You're wearing a Motley Crue shirt, too, with the entire gang on the front. I'm going to guess that you guys have seen this band collectively 30 times.
Twice?
What a bunch of punk-ass fans y'all are.
They were supposed to be, like, last time they were supposed to be the last tour, so...
And they lied to us.
And so y'all went out and went to Vegas and Hollywood and all that, or you just bought this... Where'd y'all go see him, here?
Well, actually, at JEXA.
At JEXA, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got closer seats, and...
Now, do you have any tattoos regarding Motley Crue?
No.
You're not that big a fan?
No.
You don't have Mick Mars on your left butt cheek?
No, only my husband.
I'm being asked if you have Mick Mars on your left butt cheek.
Of course.
Yeah, right?
Do they think Mick Mars can stand independently?
Yeah. Can Mick Mars stand independently on his own?
I think so.
Or does he need some sort of thing to prop him up?
I don't think so.
I think he can stand on his own.
Okay, well, that's a true rocker. Now, what tattoos you got here, Sugar?
Of mine Sugar. That passed away in 2010.
Oh.
Bear trap. Sorry about that.
Yeah. And then.
You have a butterfly on your boob.
A butterfly and.
And there's your name.
I got my name a couple times and then my husband.
Okay, Lee. How long you guys been married?
It'll be. We've been together 6 years and then we're going on our third in May.
Oh.
I mean, April.
You guys got kids and stuff?
No, I got two. He's got two children, and I got three.
Oh, so it's like a Brady Bunch. Yeah. Do they all live together now?
Not yet. Oh, my three.
My youngest still living at home, and my two youngest live with their mother.
Okay. All right. Now, how old are they all?
My oldest is 21. My son's 19, and my little one's 17. His son's going on 18, and his little one is 15.
Okay, they're all old. You got old kids. They don't want...
Our grandson's going
what?
On two.
Oh, no. You guys are way too young to be grandparents. How old are y'all?
I'm 41, actually.
41?
I just turned 38.
Oh, my God.
38, and you guys got grandkids.
They
that's
50.
That's impressive.
Does she know that Tommy Lee has a huge penis?
Yes.
It's very, it's something that we're like, what the hell? What are
we're going to see Motley Crue and we're freaking grandparents.
This was like the biggest surprise for us. I mean, the 6 years we've been together.
Grandkids?
Yes.
I would say so. Now, was it?
Walk away.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, guys. Y'all have fun.
Man.
Okay. I swear to God.
Dude,
I would have guessed
38 and 41.
I would have guessed 50. 55.
Yeah, 55 and like 49, right?
Oh, easily.
Easily.
38?
That girl is 38.
She
looks old enough to be my mother.
I know. You should have seen the prison tat she had, too. I mean, like, hardcore.
The body old broad there.
Yeah.
Well, that was successful.
All right. There you go.
Good stuff, Corby.
All right, 6:50.